Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' 1-0 loss to the Royals in Game 1.
Brandon, with the way Burns pitched, does this kind of feel like a wasted opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, that was a heck of a pitch game by both sides. And, Burnsy going into the ninth inning only allowed one run. So he pitched. He did his part. He pitched absolutely fantastic and shown you all year what kind of pitcher he is. And he even stepped up his game even more today.
Go to the first row on your right, Brandon.
Brandon, you guys struggled a lot in the second half with runners in scoring position. It happened again today. What did you see in those opportunities for you guys today?
Yeah, we didn't have many opportunities, but because Reagan's was really good, and then the bullpen guys did a nice job. We had a couple punch outs there, first and third, that hurt. You got to give them credit. I thought the pitchers were absolutely fantastic, and Reagan's is really hard to hit, and the bullpen guys that came in after made it really tough on us.
Last year, you guys lost game one in a really close fashion, and then it kind of snowballed from there. Is there anything you guys can do or you can do to prevent that from happening again, even in an even shorter
series? No, we got to turn the page, and our backs up are up against the wall, and we got to play well tomorrow.
Go to the second row, Brandon.
Brandon, your thought process in the sixth inning, pitching to Witt over just putting him on and going to Pasquantini?
I'm letting Corbin Burnes, the way he's throwing the baseball right there, determine who he wants to go get.
Go to the fourth row with Gabe.
Did you think you had a break there with the Melendez misplay, putting a guy on second, and how impressive was Reagan's just knocking out of that?
Yeah, no. We do get a break. We didn't take advantage of it. I just thought Reagan's was really good. I thought he was throwing 98 left-handed. He's shoving it into our right-handers. He mixed speeds really well, and we did catch a break, and we didn't cash in.
Go to Andy on your left.
With Arias on second, is that just when Mullins hits a single, is that just a ball that you don't really think Arias can score from second on that one?
I have to relook.
Other questions? We'll go to the second row on your right.
Brandon, you talked about needing to turn the page. I mean, is that something you need to talk to the team about in a pointed way, or do you sort of trust them not to maybe overthink the big picture going into tomorrow?
I think everybody understands the position we're in, and we need to win tomorrow. I don't think it's a team meeting rallying cry. I think everybody fully understands what the situation is.
Go to Andy on your left.
Brandon, do you have are you still discussing starters for tomorrow, or what's the situation?
Eflin's going to start for us tomorrow.
Go to Gabe's good. Anyone else for Brandon? All right, Brandon, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.